Hello, and tonight this is you and Spence calling, and guess what? We're up to three. Eurovision a go-go. Let's a go-go now. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to another podcast from ESC Insight, taking you around the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm Ewan Spence. And as mentioned there, three songs down, 35 to go. We'll find all of them out by the end of March, and then there'll be some shenanigans from one or two countries. And then we'll go, yeah, you can have that one, I'll change through. And we'll have our songs for the big contest, two semi-finals, May 14th and May 16th. Grand final on May the 18th. And we start it all over again and again and again. So lots going on, lots to get through back from Switzerland. A nice little jaunt away for the weekend. But let's start off. What else do we have? Let's start with Belgium because they've chosen their song as well. Love Kills for Roberto Bellarosa is going to be their entry. Now, they had a 150-minute radio-based national final to select one of three 3-minute long songs. So which means 141 minutes of filler, 9 minutes of song. Well done, Belgium. Plenty of time, though, for you to work on Love Kills, do the remixing, sort out a little bit better with the English pronunciation as well. And you might actually have a quite good number there. Touching over qualification, I think, at this stage, but not for Switzerland. Dies Entschuldigung, the big decision. It's not the big decision this year. It's not Die große Entschuldigung. It's just Entschuldigung. It's just Decision 2013 this year. They didn't choose the monkey. 37% of the vote, the winning song, and thus a representative for Switzerland will be Heil's Armee, singing You and Me. And yes, that is the Salvation Army band. So, although the song is perfectly fine, there are a couple of issues with the use of the name and the uniform. EBU will probably have to put this one in front of the reference group to make the final call, but there are issues around the idea both of political or similar messages, which should not be on stage at Eurovision, and also the fact that it could technically be a commercial organisation, and the promotion of the Salvation Army on stage might be just as not allowed as Facebook, Facebook last year. So, there's going to be some tweaking of that one along the way. I'm half expecting the band name to change. May I suggest Blood and Fire at the moment to see if you can sneak that one past the reference group. And possibly some alterations to the uniform on stage as well. But pretty sure it's going to be the song that goes through. What else do we have news-wise? Spain, well, they're going to go for an internal artist selection, as we already knew. And we know what the band is now. The Celtic-infused rockers, folky mix of El Sueño de Morfeo, Morpheus's dream, if you want to go for it for an English, but El Sueño de Morfeo, I'll have that perfected by May. They're going to have a 4-song national final, probably at the start of the new year. It's probably not going to be 2.5 hours long as well. Similar format that they used to choose a song for Pastora Solaris, being very happy with that result, hoping to go a little bit farther with that one as well. And good news, SVT Thursday has returned, which means I can play this.
SVT Thursday.
But anyway, yes, SVT Thursday. A change to Melody Festival was announced. Not to Eurovision, not to the Song Contest or anything going to happen at Malmö, but to Anders Schansen. What's happening now is rather than duel and duel and then duel again, what will happen is the 8 songs that have made it through to the Anders Schansen round will all get to sing once. The phone lines will open. The top 4 will go forward to 2 duels. The top number seed number 1 will play number 4. For the right to go forward to the final, and 2 and 3 will play up. The principle being here that the song with the most votes will be the ones that go through, but still with a little bit of a competitive element as well. Now, whether you prefer the close knife fighting straight duel format, or whether you'd rather the 2 most popular songs go through, will probably determine how much you think of that can change to the terms and conditions of Melody Festival. And personally, I really like the duo format, but I can see the thinking behind this one, and we do have the best of both worlds coming through there. Okay, other contest news. Oh, big one. Bosnia-Herzegovina withdrew on Friday, which was kind of pretty much the last date because there was a sort of, oh no, you have to tell us all by like the 15th or something. So Bosnia-Herzegovina had withdrawn, and although there were offers from other bands to pay the money and other broadcasters in there, BHRT are holding steady. It's too expensive. They are not doing Eurovision. There will be no Bosnia this year. Turkey also withdrew as well, and that's kind of a bigger shot because they're a country that, you know, they've got strong diaspora. They've worked out how to marshal all their people around Europe to actually vote for them. And, you know, they are guaranteed pretty much every year top 10, unless you're UKSEX etiquette and you actually don't put the effort in on stage in the semi-final. They withdrew, citing the fact that it's a 50-50 jury audience split and that the Big Five are there. Rules that have been there for, you know, absolutely ages. Not quite sure why they've decided now or whether they're thinking other rules and don't want to mention it, but as it stands, no Turkey at the moment. That could change. As with all these things, until we actually see who turns up in May, anything could happen. So Turkey at the moment are out. Might be a very strong negotiating hand to get some money or some hotel discounts, I don't know. We shall see as we go through. Slovenia have confirmed. So that's something. We're probably going to have a very tall 18 or 19-year-old who we go, that's a bit like Eva Botomayor here again. She can sing really well as well. But let's see. Okay, results and stuff around Europe in the national finals. Lithuania have had their second semi-final, and they announced the people who went through the first semi-final. There's wild cards to go through, but they have a full lineup now. We'll have details on that back on the website. Their national final is tomorrow night as well. Azerbaijan have started the Milim Sekumduru process. 10 singers every week singing covers and Eurovision songs and their own compositions and traditional folk numbers. Going right through until about the end of March, with these huge rounds of musical torture, which basically make sure that Roy has lots to write about over at Eurovision Apocalypse. We'll keep an eye on that one. If we see anything completely and utterly atrocious or quite good, we shall let you know. Estonia have taken the 20 names from the 157 submissions that they got last week, decided in 48 hours the people who will sing in February, so everybody can go away and rehearse on that one just now. Germany also released their names. They're having a single national final in an ice rink in Hanover. They've announced 11 of the 12 acts for that final on February the 14th. Ben Ivory, Betty Dietrich, Blitzkids Mivt, Cascada, Finn Martin, La Brassa Banda, Mobile, Nika and Joe, De Priester, Future, Moya Erdman, St. Louis and Sonny Mannheim's are all in there as well. Two things to note on that one. Cascada are making a little bit of a comeback from their dance success at the start of the 21st century. And also De Priesters, who actually have a song which was written in the 9th century with lyrics from the 11th century. That might fall foul of the date rule. I await with interest to see the ruling on that one, if they were to actually go through. Italy have named the 14 artists at San Remo. As usual, it's not clear, but we'll probably see the REI artist selected out of the song singers that are at San Remo. Last year's runner-up, Moda, is in there. Also joined by Rafael Galazzi. I don't think he would do Eurovision again, to be perfectly honest. So there's really 13 names in the mix on that one as well. Good to see San Remo going from strength to strength. Hopefully, it's going to pick up great online viewing figures again. And hopefully, we'll also be going through the Eurovision.tv internet TV system so we can all watch the madness that goes on there as well. Speaking of madness, Malta have posted their 24 preview videos online. Have fun going through that one. Deborah C is a personal favourite. More in the case of car crash rather than we'd like Malta to send that one. Everybody's looking at Richie Edwards on that one. Latvia have announced the song names and the composers and the song titles, but not the artists for their 24 songs, which is an interesting way of doing thing. The drummer from Triana's Parks is in there, so let's assume that that band is doing it. And also note that the trifecta of Glechnikov, Glushak and Schilling are in there as well, who are behind Ireland's entries in 2010 and the year before in 2009. They're saying that they've written Fool of Love. Who's singing it? I have no idea. Maybe it's Rick Astley. Please, let's not have Rick Astley. BBC, if you're listening, no, not Rick Astley. Speaking of surprise results, the surprise of the weekend for me was back at Switzerland. Second place, just behind Heil's Army, was Carousel from the French selection. And you know, I personally love the song. I didn't think that the French selections had any hope, but it turned out that it was actually showing on the second French channel in Switzerland. So everybody who's French and wanted to watch it probably watched it and took them up to second place. First time on television for the folk pair of Carousel, and they did sterlingly well. And you never know, if something happens with Heil's Army, they don't want to change the name, they dig the heels in, maybe we'll see them in Malmo. Maybe we'll never hear from them again, or maybe we'll just go and find their albums online and go, really like them. Anyway, in case you missed it, Chavis Rendezvous, Carousel.
se déroule, le souffle court. Pressez le pas sur les pavés, les pas pressés sur le côté. Il y a la ville des verticales qui s'empile en capitale. Je me construis dans son élan, même les taxis n'ont plus le temps. J'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous.
Dis-moi après quoi on...
J'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous. Dis-moi après quoi on court. Il y a des trains dans le brouillard,
rien de certain dans les regards.
Au quotidien des trajectoires, est-ce que l'on revient si l'on s'égare?
Il y a qu'on trace toujours plus vite,
que l'on efface les limites. Courir en vain mais dans le vent, se dire combien on est vivant. J'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous.
Dis-moi après quoi on...
J'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous, mais j'avais rendez-vous. Dis-moi après quoi on court.
Just ends like that. Maybe we'll see them again. Maybe we'll see them next year. Maybe we'll see them in a carousel there. And j'avais rendez-vous. I think French isn't perfect on that one, especially when you have to try and work it through the lyrics. Right, what else do we need to do? Well, first of all, let's say thank you to BMI Regional for supporting the ESC Insight Buzz Insider model of other of the Eurovision website. BMI Regional, the UK's most punctual airline. Find out more at bmiregional.com. And they're going to be supporting us throughout the national final season and through into May, the grand final as well. Right, open up your diaries because we've got a jam-packed weekend leading up to Christmas. Lithuania are having their national final on Thursday night. That's tonight if you're listening to the podcast tomorrow, or tomorrow if you're listening to the podcast today, or a couple of days ago if you're listening at the weekend. Albania's Festival of Kings, the 51st running of their song contest semi-final Thursday night, semi-final Friday night, and they will have their national final as Festival of Kings on Saturday night as well. They tend to select a song and then rework it quite heavily, so what you hear as the winning song will not be exactly the same as the one that heads off to Malmö, but will certainly be close. There's some star names going in as well. Compact Disco, I think, are playing the interval acts of one of them. Ellen Nicky are playing from the other ones. A little bit of fun going on there. I suspect a lot of people are going to be keeping an eye on the stream on that one. Saturday also sees the national final in Ukraine, and we'll see if they keep their promise and keep the same artist all the way through from the national final through to stepping out the stage in the first or the second final, as semi-final as well. I nearly got to the end of the podcast before stumbling. There we go. The stumble is done. After the weekend, we're going to have six songs in the mix. It isn't even 2013 yet, and we'll already be able to record our first jukebox during, even though we won't be hearing them till about March. What we can promise you, though, is also Eurovision Insights, ESCinsight.com, more podcast, more audio, more music, more fun and games, Facebook and Twitter as well, and maybe, just maybe, the occasional burst of electric guitars.